flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The good thing about our station and the people who listen is that they want other people in the community to live better lives. They want to do their part to make sure that all Minnesotans are healthy and happy and productive. And I have to tell you all about Bridges for Youth, the Bridge for Youth, because they do such good work for young mothers. I am the product of a 16-year-old unplanned pregnancy. And there were so many services and resources that my mother took advantage of. She reached out to people and they helped her. And by helping her, they helped me. So when the Bridge for Youth announced that it was holding its third annual Sprout, a Celebration of Motherhood community event on April 25th at 6:30 at the Hutton House in Medicine Lake, I said, please sign me up. Please, I have to be. I want to be a part of this event, this free event that is open to all who want to celebrate moms and support young families. And this night is going to offer a glimpse into the strength and the journey of pregnant and parenting youth who are homeless, who are addressing homelessness, who have some issues with mental health, and talk about services that are critical. Services that are critical to help these young women go from just surviving to thriving. And so I'm so glad that Lisa Mears is joining us courtesy of the John Schuster Caldwell Baker Hotline. Lisa, thank you so much for being on the show with me tonight and spending some of your time with me. I so appreciate it.
It's an honor, Shaletta. Thank you for having me tonight. I look forward to talking about the programs at the Bridge for Youth and the event that we have coming up.
Okay, so for folks who are tuning in and hearing the Bridge for Youth, the name for the first time, talk to us about who you are and what you do for so many people in this community.
Thank you. The Bridge for Youth was started in 1970, and it was started because there was two very loving sisters of the Order of St. Joseph of Carondelet back in the day that noticed the growing number of unaccompanied youth on the streets, and they were being exploited and harmed. And so they started one of the first emergency shelters for youth in the nation. And as the organization evolved, the sisters retired. We had our first executive director come on board in the early 80s. And from there on, the organization has been a nationally recognized nonprofit that supports young people experiencing homelessness, including minor aged youth. As young as the age of 10, we support youth up to the age of 24 in our outreach programs, but we really have three pillars to our work: emergency shelters, housing programs, and then outreach and supportive services.
And, you know, the Bridge for Youth offers shelter to all youth, including those who identify as BIPOC and LGBTQ+. I know that in Minnesota, the birth rate of youth who identify as BIPOC is three times higher than that of white youth. And the youth with the highest percentage of subsequent births are from BIPOC communities. And you all are committed to youth equity and supporting young people through safe shelter, basic needs, and healthy relationships. And we're talking about emergency shelter in Minnesota for pregnant and parenting young people ages 15 to 17 and their children from 0 to 3. I was at your place and I saw the books for the kids and I saw the play area and I saw those young mothers supporting one another. It was absolutely amazing to see.
I mean, what happened, Shaletta, was in 2019 we opened Marlene's Place, which is a transitional living program. It's the only site-based transitional living program for young parents in Hennepin County, site-based, meaning it's not scattered site, but it's a little literally at our site, and it's a communal living experience with a lot of supportive services, hands-on parenting education, health education, mental health supports, on-site health care. We have a medical director on-site from Hennepin Health Systems, 3 days a week, and more often when needed, therapeutic support groups like art therapy, pet therapy, and that's a transitional program, meaning they leave emergency shelter, come into a transitional program, and stabilize before they find that permanent stable housing. And once we opened that in 2019, it was immediately full with a waiting list and dozens long. And so that was 2019. So 2020, we decided to open an emergency shelter for young parents who are experiencing homelessness. And from what we know, it's the only one in the state of Minnesota supporting minor age groups or youth. That's 15 to 17-year-olds and their young children. And so we have both an emergency shelter for young families as well as the transitional living program. And that's what we're celebrating in the coming week.
And I want to take a quick break because when we come back, I want to talk to you about that celebration. I want to talk to you about how our listeners can support you and what you need from our community to keep this vital service going. More with Miss Lisa when we come back.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is 8:18. We are continuing our conversation with Lisa Mears. She is the president of Bridge for Youth. She is joining us on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. They have an event coming up this week on April 25th at 6:30 at the Hutton House in Medicine Lake. Now, the event is free and is open to anyone who wants to celebrate moms and support young families. And the night will really be a glimpse into the strength and journey of pregnant and parenting youth. But it is also shining a spotlight, Miss Lisa, on the work that you do at Bridge for Youth and how we can help you continue to do this work, because it is so crucial and it is so needed. Talk to me about this event on the 25th. Do people have to register? It's a free event and it's open. Can we just show up?
We would love for you to attend and ask that you register in advance. You're right, it is a free event. We have registration is on our website at bridgeforyouth.org. Our event promo page flashes when you first log into our site. And so it's really easy to sign up. And it's at the Hutton House in Medicine Lake, Thursday, April 25th, starting at 6:30 until 8. We start with a social time, and then we have a program where, thank you for being our MC, Shaletta. Mm. We're really looking forward to that.
I'm excited.
And then we have some really, impactful, both entertainers and speakers at the event.
And, you know, I have to tell you, when we were chatting and going through the lineup of who's going to be singing and who's going to be speaking, and you gave me a sneak peek and a glimpse into what is happening, because I'm not one of these hosts. When folks say we want you to come and MC our event or host our event, I don't just show up on the day of the event an hour or two before and read the teleprompter and then leave as soon as my work is done. I'm coming up to your place. We ain't just going to be doing no Zoom to go over the program. I want to meet your people. I want to sit in your office. I want to feel the spirit of the work that you're doing. And so we, you know, chatted in your office, just took over the place, girl, and had us a good old time and just laughing and talking. And I was so struck by how these mothers are supporting one another. They were sitting in there doing each other's hair and they were laughing and talking. And you have given them such a safe space to be in. It is absolutely amazing.
Thank you. I mean, you and I are both mothers. We made that connection. And really, when you think about, when I reflect back on my journey to my pregnancy and parenting, and I had everything accessible to me, right? And for the young people experiencing homelessness in Minnesota, one out of every three youth experiencing homelessness is pregnant or parenting or both. And the beyond the need for stable housing, it's really those loving and caring supports that are so critical during this pre and postnatal time. And if you think about homelessness in itself, that's tremendously, tremendously traumatic. But what leads to the youth's homelessness is typically non-acceptance in the home, significant family conflict, mental health, parental incarceration, chemical abuse, right? And they are in desperate need of that stable housing, but they're also in need of health care. They're in need of parenting education and health education, and that's what we provide at the Bridge for Youth. We're really stabilizing the youth. Most of them in our program are minor age youth and their children, right? And that transcends generations. We are disrupting generational homelessness. We're disrupting potential involvement in the child protection system. About half of our youth in our young families programs have been part of the foster care system themselves. Mm-hmm. So it's really important work. And I really appreciated what you said, Shaletta, about going from surviving to thriving, because if we could wrap it up in a neat package, that's really what it is. Our young families programs move youth from that survival state to thriving, and that's what we're really excited to talk about on Thursday night.
And one of the things that you will be doing is celebrating these young women. And mm-hmm. The one thing I shared with your team is that, you know, these young women have been told their entire lives everything that they could not do and will not be.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You know, you are a young Black Latino Hmong woman with a baby. You know, you don't have the support of your family. You have experienced homelessness. You're never going to amount to anything. You're never going to be nothing. And what you have done at the Bridge for Youth is created a program and an evening and a celebration that tells them there's possibilities. There's hope. Mm-hmm. There's an opportunity. Mm-hmm. We love you. You're special. These young women are going to go from feeling like nobody cares to knowing that they have support and they have love, and having mm-hmm. that makes such a difference. And when I went through that program, I thought, oh my God, this is going to be so transformative for these young women, because you are telling them something nobody has ever said to them before. Mm-hmm. You can make it. You can mm-hmm. do it. You mm-hmm. are special. You are loved. We've got your back. And they mm-hmm. are going to be able to fly. They are going to be mm-hmm. so high and lifted up when they come to this program. That's why I wanted to be a part of it. That's why I wanted to have you on the show. That's why I wanted to make sure that everyone knew about it. And I want as many people as they can to come. Because, you know, this is the thing, Miss Lisa. People are sitting back saying, well, this has nothing to do with me. I live in Edina. I don't know any homeless, pregnant, or parenting youth. This will never impact me. And you know what? You can't find nobody to work at your company right now. You can't find anybody to come over there and help you with your business. You looking for good, hard, strong workers, and you can't find any. And you about to close mm-hmm. your company down. We've got good, strong workers at the Bridge for Youth. All we need to do is lift them up. All we need to do is support them. All we need to do is love on them. All we need to do is tell them that they matter and that they're special, and give them the support that they need so that they can make it to their next level of greatness. And then there's your employee that you're looking for. There's your next manager. There's your next supervisor. There's your next essential worker at the store that you bought. Well, you got to go sit up in there and work all day because you claim you can't find nobody. Yeah, these things impact all of us. And so when everybody is healthy and thriving, everybody is healthy and thriving. One of my favorite quotes from Dr. King says, all of life is interconnected. I can't be everything I'm called to be until you are everything that you are called to be. And until we give these women the tools that they need to succeed, we're not going to have a healthy economy in Minnesota. You're not going to find the workers you need for your company. You're not going to find the people you need to prop up your business and work weekends and nights and during the day. You're just not going to have that. You're not going to have it. So this is going to impact you. This is going to be a part of some of the things that you think that you know what, this doesn't have anything to do with me. This has everything to do with you. This has everything to do with you. And so, Miss Lisa, I need you to tell us again before you get up out of here how folks can get tickets to this free event, because it doesn't cost you anything except your time to come out, be a part of this event, Sprout, a celebration of motherhood. The Bridge for Youth is putting it on. I'm emceeing. We are celebrating these young mothers. It is almost Mother's Day. And so this is a celebration and a party for them. So go ahead and tell us, Miss Lisa, how folks can pick up tickets.
I would love for, you know, this is a great opportunity for you. If you're a mother out there, bring your children, your daughters, your husbands, right? Come celebrate motherhood with us. We're excited to say that Jamila Pettiford, who is inducted into the Minnesota Blues Society, is our vocalist. We have Maria Perry, one of our staff, who is also executive director of Secrets to Truth. She is also a loving, one of the most loving and warm human beings you'll ever meet. She's presenting. And then Janae, our, one of our graduates from our program, which you got to preview Janae's, Janae and her words that she is going to share. And I'm just going to say, like, Janae is not an essential worker. She is destined. Her goal is to be a brain surgeon.
It's greatness.
Like,
it's greatness.
She, and her daughter, like some of the smartest people I know, right? Like, so go online, bridgeforyouth.org. Please register and so that we know you're coming, because we do provide complimentary food, and come celebrate with us this Thursday, April 25th, the Hutton House in Medicine Lake.
Well, I can't wait to be there. I can't wait to be there. I'm excited. I've never been to the Hutton House. This is my first time, but I'm hearing great things about it. I'm not gonna eat before I get there, so I can be hungry and eat up y'all food. So I won't be cooking. I won't be cooking because I don't have to wash the dishes. I'm gonna be eating with y'all that night. Miss Lisa, thank you so much for being on the show. Thank you for spending part of your Sunday night with me. You have a great week, and we will see you on Thursday.
See you Thursday. Thanks, everyone.
All right.